Dave Moore on Today FM.
Kelly, Oyen, Vanessa, hello, welcome, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask a bit of a wild question?
Oh gosh.
Simple three words. How are you? Like, this has got to be just the craziest kind of 24 hours. Obviously, you guys knew the outcome of this a while back. You've dealt with that bit, but not this bit where people like me are asking you questions and you're getting shepherded from this bit to that bit. How are things? Are you all right?
Like, I thought you said you were going to keep it light. And that's the first question. I love it. Like, I love chatting to people. So this is really nice. It is quite overwhelming. We keep introducing ourselves to people and everybody's like, we know.
We know who you are. Well, Kelly, I was just talking to Louise Cantlin, who's in next door doing like her radio show, getting ready. Yeah. And the first thing she said to me was, I just saw Kelly. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
You have a place in people's hearts now because they're so invested in what you guys have been doing. But for you, I wonder, is it just odd that people know who you are now?
Yeah, it's so weird, especially here, because like obviously this is radio, so I know all your voices, but I don't know your faces. Yeah. So even like meeting all you, so I'm like, whenever they speak, I'm like, I know who you are. But so obviously everyone knows our face, everyone knows everything about us from the show. Yeah. And they're so invested in us and who we are. But like they don't actually know us, so it's so funny to see.
And do you think, Oyen, that people got a version of you guys? Because you had to play roles in this, right? So you were faithfuls, there were traitors, you were all trying to play each other off, you were trying to pretend to be one of them. How much of Oyen did we get, for example?
You definitely adapt in the castle. Mm. It's not just you have to fit the game. So I'd say you did get me. But there's still obviously more to me to find out. Like, I am, people dubbed me as a very quiet person, very observant. I am, but I also really like to chat. I also really like to talk to people. So
because when you're playing a game like this, you can't be 100% yourself.
Yes, you do need to like reel back a bit and just like realize, like you say, how you're being perceived and how people are taking you, because you can't just go crazy and expect to make it to the end and just like...
No.
Yeah.
So we see that in even any reality show. The people who make the biggest noise at the start are very quickly, whoa, look at that bro. Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, gone. Dave.
They're gone.
Dave is dead.
Yeah.
Exactly. Vanessa, can I call you Nessa?
No.
Only your friend.
Look what Ben started.
I know. It's such a great... Have you seen that it's a meme? Like, it's literally everywhere. Oh, yeah. So there's a four-frame thing where it's like, you're in the car. It's picture you.
Oh,
and
yes.
You say, my friends call me Nessa. Ness or whatever. And then the next one is him going... Am I your friend? And then the next one is him writing Nessa.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And then the last one is you. And it's like, nice.
I definitely am somebody who has, I have a lot of sides to me, and some of my sides do contradict each other. So I think the different nicknames that I have and the way that I present myself to people, most of the time is what you saw, crackhead, intense, just very high energy all the time. But there are different layers to me, and I think that's what the different nicknames signify to me. But weirdly enough, like I'm the complete opposite of Oyen. I think I was like 99.9% myself in there. Like, that's why I'm interrupting. I'm saying dead ass. I'm doing whatever. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I think even the first day I made like a risky joke saying I'm a traitor.
And I was like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. But like, because I'm like, they're not going to vote me out. I'm not. Like, do you know what I mean? But that's just me, you know? So it was, for me, it's really nice to be accepted and understood as me.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, there's layers that you're not going to see there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the most part, I was myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant. Kelly, after this was finished, where you would have processed, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
It's all been ramped back up over the last, like, well, I was going to say 24 hours, but the last, like, you know, week or so, whatever. Were you able to get a sense from your friends and family while they were watching what you had done? You know,
you'll
be able to get a sense of how big this was becoming.
I think so, yeah. And then you obviously get so many messages. I remember when the first episode came out, I was at Electric Picnic. So like, I didn't watch it. I wasn't there. Like, I wasn't even there to see it. And then people were texting me being like, I could have sworn I just saw you on TV. Like, you know, and you're like, oh, I don't know about that. And then just people like, just being like, I'm watching it. I'm loving it. And it's like, people are coming out of nowhere, like texting you and stuff. So it's crazy to see it. Like, yeah, it's really cool though.
Well, listen, first, just a massive congratulations to like winning this thing, because it is a complicated show to win.
Mm-hmm.
The navigation you need to do from a personality point of view, reading of people, a group of people that you don't know, then finding out that some people in there do know each other.
Daddy.
There's so many crazy twists and turns. Like, have you guys watched the previous Traitors?
Yes.
You like do homework on the run? Like,
no. I didn't know about the Traitors when I applied, so I actually went in really last minute. Okay. And but I did do my kind of homework, unfortunately. Like, I watched videos. I just had a plan. You can't go into this without an actual kind of plan, I feel personally. I did do my homework.
Vanessa, were you happy to be a faithful?
When you
didn't get that touch on the shoulder.
I could not have been anything else. Honestly, you see the way Ben was breaking down, I would have been worse. I'd have been like, guys, it's me. I'm the traitor. I'm so sorry. Like, honestly, I like being myself, and anything else is very hard for me to do. I think they would have read it off me straight away.
That's funny, because Kelly, I felt the same way. Like, I felt like you did, Vanessa, that like, I just don't think I can handle the stress of lying.
Yeah.
Like I have a 3-hour radio show 5 days a week, right? So I'm constantly just talking, and I don't have time to think, and it's live.
I can't remember everything you say.
Exactly. And I'm like, I say things, and I'll get home, and one of my friends will go, did you actually do that time? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. I never tell you that. You know, things just come out.
Yeah.
So, like, would you have been able to be a traitor?
No, I wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds. I don't think it's so. Because obviously, like, when you're in there, you're, even as a faithful, you're already like second guessing everything you're saying. And you're so cautious that, like, if you say one wrong thing, everyone could just like jump on you and kind of come at you for that. So then that, on top of being a traitor, you're obviously so aware, like one slip up and you're done. Like, so I think the stress would have actually eaten me alive. Like, it basically did, and I was a faithful. So
Okay, fair enough. Okay, listeners have been firing in questions. Okay. So the first one is from Brenda Pearson, who says, brilliant finale, brilliant performances by the girls, but at what point did you guys turn from lambs into wolves?
You know what? I love this, because at the beginning of the, when we walked in, I already started categorizing everybody into their, you know, their sheep and the wolves.
Okay.
So I did that from the very beginning.
From the very beginning, you were aware of that?
Yeah, and I put myself as a sheep, because I knew people wanted, like, I knew how I wanted to be perceived and to make it through the game. So
you made sure you were counted in that.
Yeah, that's probably why Amy kind of picked on me.
Absolutely. Kelly, can you remember a moment then when you decided, you know, you knew the end was coming, you knew that you had to make moves to win this thing? Can you remember a moment?
Yeah, I don't know if there was like a moment as such. Like, the whole thing was, for me, was like, I didn't really mind too much about winning. Like, towards the end, it was just like crazy that it was like, I'll just keep doing what I've been doing. But I guess like it was nice to kind of be able to, you know, turn it and actually get it right when we had gotten it so wrong for like those past few days, that it was like poetic justice then, kind of in the end, I think.
And Vanessa, did you feel like you were done? Like,
oh, been done. Like, for me, like I said, like, I wasn't playing the game. Like, I forgot that it was a game. Like emotionally, everything was just, it was just taking me. And I just felt like, especially at the end, when you keep making mistakes, when it feels like you're constantly hurting people, it feels like you're in the middle of it the whole time. Like, because that's not who I am, and that's not what I want to do to people. Horrible. Because I want to say sorry to girls. I want to talk about it. I want to figure out where we got this wrong, but we don't get the opportunity to do that. And every single time that happens, I know it's coming straight back at me, you know? So it's like, after I've done this, I've fought my battle today, I know there's another one coming tomorrow. So
of course,
if you watch me, like, I was deflated the last day. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to be in there. I just didn't want to go through that again. But
and then what a pick me up to eventually get out and win it.
That's the best pick me up I've ever had.
Sarah asked a question which a lot of people want to know, which is, what are you guys going to do with the money? You were brilliant. You made the women of Ireland proud, is Sarah's comment. So Kelly, what are you planning on doing?
Well, I have no like big plans with it or anything like that. Like, I think it's just such a crazy amount of money, and it'd be so easy to just kind of like blow it all at once and like be like, wow, where did that even go? Not that's a bad thing, if that's anyone's plan.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm quoting, but no. So I'm actually just gonna like save it, like put it in, you know, bonds, stocks, all the boring stuff, and try double it.
Boring, clever. I love that. Oyen, what do you think?
I'm going to Japan.
Nice.
Yeah, I've always wanted
places to go.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Japan. It's been a dream destination of mine since I love anime and gaming, so that is just the place to be. I also treat my family, because generally my family has been such a rock throughout this whole entire process. There's other things too, but you know, I have a priority.
You priority list.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Vanessa?
I can't say I'm going to blow it now after Kelly's.
No,
I'm definitely going to give like a portion of it to my like football club in Waterford. I'm going to chat to Kelly about investments and all that.
Yeah.
Going on a family holiday and just going to like just level up in some places like that I wouldn't have had the opportunity
What's the football club in Waterford? Give them a shout out.
Chamorro FC. Nice. So yeah, if you're listening to this.
Are you playing, coaching, working?
I'm not playing anymore, but I spent like most of my childhood there. And during this process, I realized how much they have shaped who I am. So it's the least I can do.
That's brilliant. Fair play to you. Right, on to the next question. Sean wants to know, are the croissants nice in the morning?
Oh, I was eating. Every morning I would come to eat. I know it's talking gameplay, but most times I was eating.
I was choosing between breakfast and makeup. So it's like when I did my makeup, I was looking forward to the scones. Every time I came in, there wasn't any scones. Horrified.
Shocking. Kevin in Donegal wants to know, is everyone else going to the Panto like potty? Because you know he's going to the Olympia Panto.
Yeah.
We'll have to go watch him, definitely.
Yeah, but go watch him. But what about like the next step? I mean, is there Panto? Is there acting? Is there music? Is there sports? Is there, like,
I'd love to see it all though.
Yeah.
I don't mind screens in front of me, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we might see something.
Yeah.
Louise Cancelin from Today FM asks, do you get to go and chill out in your own room if you just want some alone time, Kelly?
No.
Not at all. The cameras are, you know, always on. Like, you're very much in the game. There is a few moments where it's like, especially at the start when there's so many people. So you're like walking into a room like, oh, I have a few minutes to myself. And then about 10 other people pile in and start talking gameplay. Like, it's on all the time.
Yeah. And then when you get, like, in the even times, you're back in hotels, right?
Yeah.
So
late.
Yeah. So is it just like head down, sleep, back up?
Well, for me, no. Yeah. I would first debrief with my journal, light my candles, my incense and everything, just like, you know, process.
Yeah,
then sleep,
No gaming allowed, of course.
No.
No. It's so funny because like you have a journal and you are using your journal to like review. Like I was using my journal to get everything out of my head. Like I'm reading my journal back and my handwriting is horrible. Like I just needed to get it out. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, when I look back at it, I have no idea what I was saying. I have no idea what I was thinking, you know?
Just manic.
Nicole's been in touch. So Dolores Catana is one of the housewives of New Jersey. Maria, kill me if I don't get that right. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, Shannon, you're supposed to know.
I was like, where is this going?
She was in with me, right, talking about the housewives and everything. But she was on the US Traders and won it.
Oh, wow. Okay?
So she said she was allowed. So this is the question from Nicole. Dolores Catana from the US Traders told Dave she only got one supervised phone call with someone over her shoulder. Did you guys get your phones back at all during the thing?
You're just in a cocoon, honestly. It's just that where you are there is your reality. Everything outside of that is just doesn't exist anymore. So
right.
You're in there with, we're together.
Locked up.
That's your communication.
All you get. Like, that's really all you get.
Amazing. Well, ladies, honestly, I am so impressed. I couldn't predict where this was going to go from the first episode.
Yeah.
I did not think the three faithfuls would be sitting in front of me, winning this thing, pulling out so much money, 42,900 between you. From all of us on Today FM and all the listeners, listen, congratulations. It's been a brilliant show, brilliant performance. And I hope everything goes really well from now on.
Thank you.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you.
Try and process it all. It ain't going to be easy, but listen, fair play to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, cheers. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.